Kate?
Hi, Keel. How you doing?
Oh, man, you're in there. Come
Look, Madge. Look, there's William.
on up, say hi. Yes. Somebody got a haircut yesterday.
Oh, so he's
And a
fluffy
bath.
today.
It's all flappers, yes. And summer ears.
Oh, good.
Mary's been getting debris and plant debris in her ears and it's terrible snarls, so.
Yeah. I remember the other magic, his hair would, his ears would get into his water bowl.
Yeah, they do that too.
But Magic got short ears, so they don't get in his water bowl. I'm not sure he feels okay.
That's a Bichon cut, right?
Yeah, a Bichon teddy bear cut, I guess. I don't know. It's just round.
It's adorable.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure he feels okay.
Oh, no.
He's been kind of lethargic, and you know how when you look in their little face and it just doesn't look quite right? He's been like that all day. And when I took that picture when we were at Subway and posted it today that he was waiting for his Subway sandwich, and he doesn't look like he feels good. He's actually laying down, and he doesn't normally do that in the car. I mean, we have it's. Sometimes he does, but it's not a normal thing for him to do, you know. But he even laid down on the way there.
Oh, wow.
We were doing a grocery pickup. So I'm not convinced that he feels good. And the weather's been really nice, you know. So I don't know. But I had my Subway sandwich, and then I've had an upset stomach all afternoon. I almost canceled tonight, but I thought we'll give it a whirl and see what happens.
Yeah.
But
Maybe
how have
it's
you been?
something. Yeah, I've my so I get the cortisol and then I will have just a tummy ache. And when I was a kid I had one for years and then it came back when my mother was dying and I was so stressed teaching. That's when I got down to 109 pounds and it hasn't been like that since. So, anyway, I'm really glad I am going to see the specialist tomorrow. What is this little lump on your leg, Mr. Bear?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he gets these little cyst thingies, little moles. So anyway, we'll get it checked out. When he gets his teeth cleaned, they just take them all off.
Oh, okay. Wow, well, that's a good time to have all that done.
Yeah, while he's under.
So does Mary have a pink collar?
She does.
Look at that boy. Man, he's just glowing.
Well, he's in the sun.
Lights coming in through the window.
Yeah. He loves that.
Well, it's making him glow. And Magic's not even huffing and puffing or anything, so that's
You
another
know he's
sign.
not feeling well.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy. I'll just keep an eye on him. Well, what I did work on this afternoon was a healing meditation with Jesus. I got it done. I got it edited. The music is on it, and it is ready for us to listen to tonight.
All right, I'm up for
Yeah.
that.
And I've already put it on our page, so you can get that right
Okay.
away if you want to listen to it again. And just as a reminder, this is August the 8th of 2024, so it's 888.
I
Okay,
saw
so.
your email this morning.
Oh, did you? Okay, so.
And Rachel sent a nice one. I guess it's Lionsgate.
Yes. I have not seen hers because I'm having to check all my emails individually now until I get Outlook squared away, and it's really not working for me doing that. I know I'm missing emails.
Oh, dear.
I haven't heard anything from Rachel. See if she posted anything. Nope. Well, I don't know if she'll be here or not. But I have to go at by I have an emergency client appointment at 8 o'clock. So I have to go by 7:30 my time, which I guess is what, 5:30 your time?
That's our normal stop time.
Yeah. So, just to let you know, what's been coming up for you since we saw each other last?
Which was Monday or something like that. I mean, yesterday,
Wait,
but
it was yesterday.
That was not a one-on-one.
Yeah. But even last week, you know, of course you're going in to see the specialist tomorrow. But how's everything else? Are you being able to use your tools to stay in a higher vibration? How's that working out?
No. And I don't think of them when I feel that cortisol rush. Better put some other signs in different places, because the chaos flesh signs are now part of the furniture. I don't see them.
Maybe draw a little heart on your hand. So when you see that, remember to infuse yourself with love, or on your wrist. I've been thinking about getting a tattoo. I'd like to get a tattoo, but I'm kind of scared.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Jesse told me I wouldn't be able to do it because, you know, I have no tolerance for pain.
The colored ink may not interact well with your autoimmune situation.
Oh, geez, there's that. I didn't even think about that.
They don't have the safety stuff on the colored ink the way they do on the, I mean, the black has been, or the navy or whatever, the indigo has been around forever, but.
Oh my gosh, Gil, I never even thought about that. Good point. Well, I guess I can just keep dreaming about it. I can draw a red heart on my hand and all will be well.
I know somebody when I was in high school that drew a little tattoo in ballpoint ink on himself and renewed it like twice a day so that it looked like a tattoo.
You know, Jessie's got a sleeve. She has a sleeve. Yeah, on her arm. And I was really shocked that she's done that. So her first tattoo was, it was in honor of my dad. She had this heart. What did she have? She had thorns and flames. I remember that. And then grandma sent me a picture of Jesus with that heart, you know, on his chest that has the thorns and the flames. And when she saw that, Jesse totally freaked, because it was so similar to her tattoo that she had done. And then she had that redone with something over it, changed it. And then she also has a tattoo where it's Landon's heartbeat in the womb.
Oh.
Yeah. And his name, the heartbeat goes into his name. It's beautiful. It is really beautiful. I don't remember where she has that. It might be on the inside of her other arm. I don't remember which arm has a sleeve. But it's really beautiful. It has hibiscus flowers, you know, and stuff in it. It's all these beautiful colors. But, yeah, I could never do that. Never, ever. I couldn't stand that. But I thought it was kind of cool. Fred didn't like it. Fred didn't like much anything. Okay, so back to you. Back to you. So if there's something that you else that you can do to help remind you about in Jesus' love, chaos, flesh, all those things.
What's been happening is, like, so our dog walkers got strep throat. So they haven't had a walk all week, and they won't get one till Saturday, if we're lucky. So they're keyed up, even though we're doing, you know, what I can. And so they go into overdrive bark really easily. And today the garden guys were here. And we always go, you know, it's Thursday, it's Santos. Santos is our friend. They would not shut up today. And so they're reinforcing my anxiety, you know.
So when they start barking like that, how long does that go on?
Oh, I mean, it went on off and on for like the 45 minutes, the half hour they were working in the garden.
Okay. That's a long time.
Yeah.
For all of you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And And yesterday was just really busy, and I didn't get downtime until late afternoon because they were at the groomer, and so I was using the time. And so by the end of the day, I was pretty fried.
Well, energetically, there was a lot yesterday. So it wasn't just what you were dealing with that you knew about. There was more. Yeah, there was more.
William, no, sweetie. Please, no. Come on. Don't eat paper. You want to come back up and say hi? Come on. Come hop in my lap. You haven't spent nearly enough time in my lap lately. Come on. Hop up. Oh, I love you. Yes, come on. All right.
Ooh,
Okay.
look, Madge. Look, look. There's William.
Okay. Okay, that's enough on the face. Can you like, can you
Yeah.
s just snuggle? Can you snuggle? You
Yeah,
don't mind.
Magic's just, he's laying on the keyboard. He's, yeah. I've got
So
one of
snuggle.
those, what are they called? Ergonomic keyboards. So, it has a bend in it. So it's really, really big and it has, stuff around it. So that's what he's got his head on. And he's just looking at William and like, okay. I don't think he's feeling well.
So hard when they don't feel well.
Yeah. He didn't. Day before yesterday and the day before that, he didn't hardly poo. I mean, not hardly at all. And he did, but it wasn't much, not near what it should have been. And then today he pooed enough. Man, it was like huge amounts of poo twice. And so I thought, okay, maybe his tummy wasn't feeling quite well. But, well, yesterday, he slept the whole time we were on the call. He
That's kind of
just laid right here
unusual.
and slept. He didn't get up.
You, sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's a good boy.
But we've been playing when he wants to. So it could be the weather, that's just affecting him. I'm hoping that's all it is.
You, sweetie.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
So, do you have a basement or are you in a rancher?
I'm in a two-story with no basement.
No basement. Okay.
It has a
So
crawl space.
there's really no way for them to kind of get away from noise of outside.
Well, upstairs, and that's what I should have done. I was working in the kitchen, and I should have just taken them upstairs. That's what their doctor said. The best thing to do is when the time of day is when people are coming home from work and stuff, just take them upstairs and turn on loud music, and that'll help.
Okay.
So
Okay.
I didn't, and I should have. It goes better when I do.
Yeah. Well, if it be thinking about what else you can do to help remind you, whether it is, putting a little heart on the palm of your hand or maybe getting a bracelet or something that you wear or, something that can help you remember that every time you become aware of this, to evaluate what your energy is and to take some action step to relieve any anxiety that you might be feeling. And I think the more that I know for myself, the more that I do that, the more aware I become. And then
It
I and
becomes.
the more easily it is to that's not right, more easily. The easier it is to remember to do something, use one of my tools and whatever's working the best for whatever's happened. But I know, like, when I was finishing up the meditation, I took magic out, and when I came back in, all these thoughts started that were not friendly. They were not friendly. They were, and I thought, okay, I am tired. I'm tired. I've been up late every night. Magic's been letting me sleep in, but I've still been up, till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning every night. A couple
Gee.
mornings he let me sleep till 9, which was shocking. But I take him out So, and he's been up with me. Actually, one night he wanted to play at 11 o'clock, and we played. He wants to play. Okay, let's play, and then we'll go to bed. Well, then we went to bed, and I read. So, because then I was wide awake. Uh-oh, is somebody outside?
If you'll let me go check the
Yeah, go check.
I'll stop the video. Come on. Let's go see. Let's go see.
Somebody's outside, man.
I didn't open the door and check, and maybe they would have quieted down if I had done that. I just kept saying, I know it's Santos. Anyway, here we are.
Okay, I'm gonna. Oh, I did mute my phone. Okay, I was looking to see if Rachel had posted something, but she hasn't. So we're just gonna hold her in the energy that everything's well and not be, worrying that she's not here. Because that she sure doesn't need to feel any worry energy from us. So we'll just hold that energy that she's well and everything's okay. Why don't we go ahead? If do you think they'll be quiet? We'll go ahead and do the meditation.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And if not, like I said, you can draw download it, and when things do get quiet, then you can listen to it again. But
I could speak to meditation first thing in the morning.
okay. I did this. I put this together with you in mind because of what's happening with you. So this is your meditation. And we'll just go ahead and I hope that the voice to music will be good. We'll see what happens here. Go ahead and share my screen. Share sound, share screen. And I'll turn off my video and my. And so we begin with singular intention to heal the physical body, healing in all directions of time. So just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a deep cleansing breath, focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. Just immerse yourself in the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And together, we set the heartfelt intention to heal the physical body, transforming the energies of anger, anxiety, resentment. All those fear energies are transformed to love of the highest order, healing pain and disease through love of the life force energy of the greater consciousness. And with another deep breath, see yourself sitting in a beautiful healing garden of love. The sun is shining, gently warming your skin, while a soft breeze wraps you in love. And breathe in that healing breath of God. Jesus joins you in this healing garden of love and light. And he kneels in front of you and gently takes your hand. And he looks deeply into your eyes and tells you, you are safe. You can feel the love radiating from him. He's with you, opening the way for you to connect with the divinity within, as one with his healing, energetic light, supporting you to no longer feel separated from that love that is your essence. Supporting you to feel connected with his divine healing energy as one, whole and complete. Jesus rises to his feet and walks around behind you, and with divine reverence, he places his hands on both sides of your head. And through his gentle touch, you feel relief. Your mind quiets, and you experience freedom from thought. You simply feel love. You feel that lift of love. Now he places his hands on your shoulders, and you can feel his strength. You can feel the healing warmth of his hands. And that warmth, that healing, flows through your shoulders, down your arms, into your chest. You can feel that warm, healing energy flowing through your body, healing, infusing you with love, with strength, filling you with purpose and wholeness as one with the divinity within. This divine healing energy heals the cells of your body, heals the pain and trauma within you, healed in all directions of time. You are healing wounds and scars, healing painful energy. It's transformed to love, love of the greater consciousness. This divine healing energy flows down to your legs, down past your knees, to your ankles, to your feet, filling your body with love of the greatest order. And now Jesus moves his hands out around you, guiding and directing, creating a swirling vortex of love and light, swirling around you. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel this beautiful healing energy of love and light, focusing on your root energy center, clearing away debris and infusing it with love. swirling mist of love and light now moves up to your second energy center, clearing away debris and infusing it with love, healing the cells of your body, healing the organs and the systems of your body, healing in all directions of time. And now this love energy shifts to your third energy center, clearing away debris and infusing it with love, filling this energy center with harmony, wholeness, and order. Healing the cells of your body. Just allow yourself to feel the fullness of love of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. And now move your awareness to your fourth energy center, your heart, where the love clears away any debris and infuses your heart with love of the divinity within, filling your heart with life force energy. Just breathe into this energy center, feeling that love that is your essence, feeling the love of the divinity within. And on the exhale of another slow, deep breath, allow yourself to feel the beating of your heart and embrace your heart space. Allow yourself to feel the love expanding from your heart, broadcasting out love from within to without. This love energy elevates the vibration of your body in love, in gratitude, healing in all directions of time. You are grounded in wholeness, immersed in love, in freedom, in joy and gratitude. You are one with the divinity within. This swirling love energy now ascends to your fifth energy center, clearing away any debris and infusing this energy center with love of the highest order. Your voice is now clear, speaking with clarity and purpose, expressing who you really are through love. The love energy now moves to your sixth energy center. Just rest your attention here at your third eye, where the love energy clears this center of debris and infuses it with healing love. Where this love energy is consumed by the cells of your body, the glands, and the tissues, healing in all directions of time, opening the way to connect with the greater consciousness of the divinity within. Opening the way for the body to heal. Now this swirling love energy ascends to your seventh energy center, your crown chakra, clearing away any debris of this physical world and infusing it with love of the highest order, the love of the divinity within, the love of the greater consciousness. Allow yourself to feel this freedom, this connection to wholeness. Feel the harmony, the singing of your cells throughout your body as this life force of swirling love energy flows throughout your body from one cell to another, infusing love into every cell, every organ, every system. Your body is flooded with sparkly, swirling, healing love and light. Breathe into this immersion in love. You are whole and complete. Your heart and mind are in harmony, singing the vibration of love of the highest order. And your body settles into this love. Jesus kneels before you and again takes your hand, and with a deep breath, fully accept this safe, healing space. Accept healed as your state of being. Open your heart to experience magnificent health, healed in all directions of time. Breathe into your heart space as one with the divinity within and the love of the greater consciousness swirls around the two of you, blending your energy as one. And so it is. And now we ground into this energy, sealing this healing. Just allow yourself to feel roots from your feet, traveling down into the soils of Mother Earth, traveling down to that healing light of love at her center. Where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere. And with another deep breath, pull that healing love energy of Mother Earth pull that back up through the roots. Pull that healing love energy back up through your legs to your heart, where you are grounded, anchored in love and healing. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So when I stop the share, does that stop the music for you too?
Mm-hmm.
Does it? I think there's like a minute and a half of music, because if you're listening to it by yourself, you know, being able to integrate that a little bit is always a good thing. Okay. And there it goes.
It was lovely.
Oh, thank you.
It's one of your best.
Well, you're welcome. I hope that, you know, I hope it can support you to bring that love energy into your body for healing. We went in the direction of using the energy centers because, you know, that's where we stuff everything, you know, anxiety, resentment, anger, frustration, feeling overwhelmed, you know, all of that goes there. And, you know, I wonder how, you know, chemicals build up in there. I don't know if that happens or it doesn't happen, but this should cover all the bases.
Yeah. So, there's energetic junk in there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So how is the voice to music? Could you hear the music okay? Was it?
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. So it's interesting because I could just barely hear the music here.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always come across the same when it's the Zoom is picking up the sound directly through the computer.
And my tablet doesn't always sound the same as my desktop, and that's what I'm listening to it on. So
okay.
it was noticeably louder than it had, like the one from yesterday or whatever it was.
Voice was
the balance was better for me.
Okay. I went in and fixed that today too.
Oh, great. Thank
I've
you.
Had a busy day.
You have, especially with Mr. Teddy Bear, they're not feeling well.
Yeah. Yeah. He really hasn't gotten much attention. He got down and went over and laid on his hedgehog for a while and then he came back. So. But anyway, that meditation is already available, so okay. You can go download that right away. It'll take this a bit for it to our call today, you know, to do its thing through Zoom. And then I have that other call tonight, so I know I won't get it online till tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine.
So is there anything else that I can support you with right now?
I'm kind of tired, and I know you've got another session, so if you want to call it quits, and I'll just bask in the glow of that meditation and I'll listen to it again tonight. Kate, thank you so much. You've just been so dear.
Oh. Right back at you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and complete then, and I will put this online.
When you get around to it.
Yeah, my phone is, I should just turn it over so I'm not distracted. It's starting to do stuff by itself.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and complete, and hopefully the dogs will be able to be quiet too. Okay.
Thank you so much, Kate. You take good care.
Well, you're welcome, honey. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay.
Good
Bye-bye.
night.